Ladies and gentlemen, I want to begin today by especially acknowledging the presence of Dalton McGuinty on what will be our final meeting in his capacity as Premier of Ontario. Barring some kind of absolute catastrophe, Dalton, I think this will be the last time I see you in this capacity. Today's announcement is emblematic of the cooperation on shared objectives that has characterized work by our governments over the past few years. In fact, Dalton, you were kind enough to go through with me privately some of those achievements earlier. Dalton, besides all of those things, you are concluding an extraordinarily long period of public service to the people of Ontario. And I want to take this opportunity to join others here in thanking you for that and wishing you all the best in your future endeavors. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, it is wonderful to be back in Cambridge. Toyota's relationship with this city goes back many years. In fact, history was made at this very plant in 1988 when the first Toyota built in Canada rolled off the line. In fact, I'm told it's right here. It's that car over there, a beautiful blue Toyota Corolla. I guess you didn't have the heart to sell it, because it was the first one. And ever since then, but you drive it around once in a while. No, okay. Ever since then, Toyota has been providing high-quality, well-paying jobs for the people of Cambridge, including, by the way, at difficult times, including keeping people employed during the worst of the recession in 2008 to 2009, without interruption, during the terrible Japanese earthquake and tsunami in 2011. Now that, I think we all have to acknowledge, that is quite a commitment that Toyota has made to this community. And it should be recognized. Of course, on several occasions, our government has been proud to partner with Toyota as we've worked with the industry to help it become more innovative, more flexible, and more competitive. And to date, we've been very satisfied with the results of our investments. In fact, in the past 2 years, we have begun to see, once again, healthy job growth in Canada's automobile manufacturing sector. As I have previously observed, and I think as I sit here, or I stand here today with Dalton McGuinty and think back to those very dark days in late 2008, 2009, and the unprecedented intervention we had to do at that time, with the involvement of the government of the United States. But I think that time, what we have observed, the rebound of Canada's auto sector is one of this country's biggest economic success stories over the past 5 years. This brings me to the reason we're here today. We're here because our government is committed to creating high-quality, well-paying jobs for hardworking Canadians, supporting innovation and research in our manufacturing sector, and developing greener, cleaner, more efficient technology. And so today, ladies and gentlemen, our government will make another significant investment in Canada's auto sector. This latest investment will come from the recently renewed Automotive Innovation Fund. I'm going to talk about the Automotive Innovation Fund in just a moment. But right now, I want to tell you just what it is we are investing in. These funds will be used to help Toyota create a retooled assembly line in Cambridge and allow it to build, right here, the first hybrid cars ever assembled in Canada. This line will be able to smoothly and rapidly switch between products. One of those products will be the Lexus SUV, the RX450H. The H stands for hybrid. Besides being the first hybrid vehicle assembled in Canada, the RX450 hybrid has been, I'm told up until now, only, and I want to emphasize only, built in Japan. But that's changing in a short time. That fuel-efficient vehicle will be assembled right here, and you, some of the best-skilled workers in the world, we'll be working on this very advanced technology that is coming to this country. Congratulations. This really is terrific news for the Canadian automotive industry. As you know, our government's top priority remains creating economic growth and well-paying jobs for Canadians. And this project will create hundreds of them. I'm pleased to note that with the figures released in December, the Canadian economy has now created over 900,000 new jobs from coast to coast to coast since the end of the recession. And the project that we're announcing today, by assembling a fuel-efficient hybrid vehicle, will not only create jobs, but also help us contribute to the government's environmental objectives. Ladies and gentlemen, our government is executing our plan to help create cutting-edge jobs in Canada's manufacturing sector. Our plan includes, among other things, the Strategic Aerospace and Defense Initiative, the Pulp and Paper Transformation Program, the National Shipbuilding Procurement Strategy, and, of course, the Automotive Innovation Fund. In 2008, we created this fund to help respond to the challenges presented by the global economic downturn. And over the years to come, we will continue to make investments through this fund in projects that create employment, drive innovation, improve the environment, and help us stay competitive in this high-stakes industry. As we can see from 2012's near-record sales numbers, this fund continues to meet and indeed exceed our expectations. The rebound in Canada's auto sector should make us all very proud and very hopeful. And let me close by saying this: Canadians should rest assured that our government will continue to work hard to help ensure Canadians' families thrive. We will do this by focusing on keeping our economy strong, by creating high-quality, well-paying jobs for Canadians, and making the choices that ensure prosperity now and for the generations to come. Toyota's exciting new product is helping us do just that. And I have to say, our government is very pleased to be involved. Congratulations to all of you, and thank you for having me here today.